You're listening to the Blue Ridge True Crime Podcast, bringing you compelling true crime stories from the Appalachian Mountains and beyond. I'm your host, Alfred Dockery. Grab your hat and a lantern, and let's get on the trail. In today's episode, we're doing a recap of Season 1. Season 2 starts Monday with the story of the fugitive thru-hiker, our first Appalachian Trail tale. We're taking a look back at 2025 and revisiting the unforgettable stories and guests who made our debut season of the Blue Ridge True Crime Podcast a hit. The ballad episodes were clearly the fan favorites, becoming three of our top five episodes. More on that in a bit. We were incredibly lucky to sit down over the internet with knowledgeable and thoughtful guests who brought these stories to life, unpacking the history and music in ways that we never could have done on our own. A quick reminder that you can watch these interviews on YouTube if you prefer. Let's take a quick tour of the five ballad episodes and hear a brief clip from each. Episode 1, Appalachian Ballads, Otto Wood. Trevor McKenzie, author of Otto Wood the Bandit, explored Wood's life, including his numerous prison escapes, his Appalachian ballads, and his notorious exploits across multiple states. In this clip, McKenzie describes Wood's fatal shootout in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Wood and the policeman spill out of this car and start shooting at each other over top of the hood. He is calling the entire time for his partner, Barker, to open fire, knowing that this pistol does not work. And so it kind of gives you an idea of Wood's character, that he is willing to sacrifice this person to draw the fire away from him, to at least try to make one last break once he, you know, wrongheadedly decides to take this stand against the police. I think he realized it was a bad idea pretty quick.
In episodes 7 and 8, The Murder of Gladys Kincaid, Part 1 and Part 2, Dr. Kevin Young, author of The Violent World of Broadus Miller, helped unravel the details of the murder of Gladys Kincaid and the frantic 11-day chase to Kefsha Miller that went from Morganton to Linville Falls through some of the most rugged terrain in North Carolina. Dr. Young describes the scene in Morganton after Kincaid's murder.
It is an absolute wonder that some innocent people weren't killed that night, because everybody was at peak rage and everybody was heavily armed. And there were situations where black men were seized, and one black man in the southern part of town was on the verge of being lynched until his white co-worker showed up on the scene, was walking by and said, "Hey, you have the wrong guy. This is definitely not Broadus Miller."
In episode 12, Tom Dooley, Murder, Mystery, and a Mountain Ballad, folklorist and musician William Ritter guided us through one of Appalachia's most famous murders. In May of 1866, Laura Falser rode off on her family's mare and vanished into the North Carolina mountains. Her body was later found in a shallow grave, sparking a manhunt, a sensational trial, and a public hanging that would be immortalized in a folk song known around the world. Here, Ritter discusses how people's doubts about Dula's guilt grew over time.
But you have these stories like this, and I think it's just natural over time for us to question those, but it does seem like, at least in the local area there on the Yadkin River, a lot of people seem to feel like Tom didn't kill her. And they seem to feel, but you'll hear people say, like my friend Bobby, he'd say like, "Whoa, well, there's almost no doubt he buried her." But whether he killed her is the question.
In episode 15, The Unfinished History of the Hillsville Courthouse Shooting, Dr. Travis Roundtree, author of Hillsville Remembered, walked us through one of Appalachia's most notorious shootouts. On March 14, 1912, at the Carroll County Courthouse in Hillsville, Virginia, Floyd Allen was found guilty of assaulting two deputies and sentenced to a year in prison. Dr. Roundtree describes what happened next.
When the judge read it, Floyd was convicted. He stood up and said, "Gentlemen, I ain't going." And he went to reach in his jacket for something, and someone thought that he was pulling a gun. Floyd was not packing that. Floyd did not have a gun that day. But so shots rang out in the courthouse. Nobody knows who shot the first shot. Five people died, and then seven were wounded during the shootout. The judge was killed. The sheriff was killed. Floyd escaped and went out of the front door and literally hid behind the Confederate statue and was shooting back at the local folks there. Floyd was hit in the leg. He was apprehended immediately after.
In episode 19, Frankie Silver, Unraveling the Ghost in the Ballad, best-selling author Sharon McCrum joined us to share her insights into the story of Frankie Silver, who was accused of the brutal axe murder of her husband, Charlie. She became the first woman hanged by the state of North Carolina. In this clip, McCrum tells us why Frankie Silver could not testify at her own trial.
People used to say, oh, she was a woman, they wouldn't let her testify. No, if she was the Pope, they wouldn't let her testify. They believed that lying to God, having taken that oath, lying to God was a worse sin in their eyes than whatever you did to be on trial in the first place. So nobody who was a defendant could testify.
I want to share with you our top five most downloaded episodes of 2025. Coming in at number five, Gunslinging Moonshiners Who Made It Out Alive, from a live presentation at the Pickens County Library. Number four, The Murder of Gladys Kincaid, Part 1. Number three, North Carolina Moonshine Mysteries, One Tall Tale, One True Legend, the story of Charles Phileas Whiskey Caveman and Huldah Nine's Woman Blockader. Coming in at number two, Tom Dooley, Murder, Mystery, and a Mountain Ballad. And claiming the number one spot, Appalachian Ballads, Otto Wood. I'm really proud that two of my solo episodes made it into the top five. What was your favorite episode from season one? Now I'd like to give you a brief glimpse behind the scenes. When I decided to start this podcast, I subscribed to a service called Squadcast for interviews and downloaded a program called Reaper for solo episodes. Did I know how to use either one of these platforms? No, I did not. But with the help of a few YouTube tutorials and a moderate amount of screaming at my computer monitor, I muddled through. The first podcast episode, the interview with Trevor McKenzie, took me 3 weeks to edit. Now I can knock out an interview episode in a couple of days. Granted, there's still work on the front end, like finding people to interview, then reading their work, and then coming up with questions to guide the interview. Solo episodes still take most of a week to put together. I have to research each one, write the podcast script. Recording each episode's gotten faster, and learning to use Reaper features like noise traps has improved the quality considerably. I'm sure you've noticed. As to the podcast reach, I'm delighted to tell you that we have listeners in 13 countries. Number one is, of course, the United States. Number two is the UK. Number three is Canada. Number four is Sweden. I'm told that the Swedes are big true crime fans. Number five is Australia. As far as platforms go, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and CastBox account for the majority of our downloads. Finally, I want to thank each and every listener for an incredible season one. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to share these stories with you. I hope we lived up to our mission statement, keeping history alive, one crime at a time. Don't forget, there's also a Blue Ridge True Crime YouTube channel and Substack. The adventure continues with season two. We'll roam some new areas of Appalachia, hit the Appalachian Trail, and cross paths with notorious outlaws, the legendary lawmen who chased them, and look into some folklore and epic stories. New trails, new tales. Let's see where they lead.
That's it for this episode of the Blue Ridge True Crime Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps more people find the show. Check the show notes for links to the Blue Ridge True Crime Substack and YouTube channel, and any story-related links. Until next time, I'll look for you on the back roads.